recently strengthened relations between Guinea-Bissau's prime minister and the military should help the country transition to new leadership after the death of President Malambake Sanye was announced Monday, said International Crisis Group senior analyst Vincent Fouché.
People are worried, but structurally speaking, if it's possible to speak structure in a place like Bissau, my global assessment is that we have seen a strengthening of the prime minister and of the chief of staff working with him. Of course, this strengthening doesn't mean that no trouble will happen.
Sanye's death in a Paris hospital was announced Monday by the office of the president, though they did not cite a cause of death. Sanye had been repeatedly hospitalized since he was elected in 2009. Fouché added the president of the National Assembly, Raimundo Pereira, will now take power until new elections, which according to the Constitution, should take place within 90 days.
Raimundo Pereira doesn't have a special history with the military himself. I mean, he's very much seen as an associate of the prime minister. So his history with the military, we can assume, will be pretty much the history of the prime minister. And it's a complex history. There were tensions on April 2010, last year. Prime Minister Gomez was actually arrested for a few hours and apparently a bit mishandled by some military.
On December 26, a group of soldiers attacked army headquarters in Bissau, which the regime said was an attempted coup. But Fouché said relations between Prime Minister Carlos Gomez and the military have improved since then, and he added that the situation can even be considered a victory between Gomez and the military.
It's not really been in the history of the Guinean army to take power. Usually what they do is remove a civilian and organize a transition, and then there's another civilian coming up. It's an army that has, for some reasons, the sense that it shouldn't be itself in power, but that nevertheless the civilian part of the state must respect its rights and its privileges.
The situation for average Bissau Guineans has been improving over the past 2 years, said Fouché, largely due in part to international organizations increasing money donations in the area in efforts to tackle drug trafficking. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Washington.